The ICC 2013 Women's World Cup. The Southern Stars Preliminary Games. The Commonwealth Bank Southern Stars have made an impressive start to the 2013 ICC Women's World Cup tournament with three wins from three games in the opening group phase of the tournament. Game one was held between the Southern Stars and Pakistan, with the Southern Stars batting first and being bowled out for 175. Rachel Haynes top scored with 39, with Sarah Coit doing most of the work at the end of the innings, ensuring that the total was a respectable one, finishing on 35 not out. Pakistan in their run chase did not fare so well, as they were all out for 84, thanks to some great bowling from Coit, who backed up her batting with 3 for 20 with the ball. Elise Perry picked up 2 for 18 and debutante Holly Furling 2 for 10 to back up the good work done by Coit. Stalaker also chimed in with 2 for 19, ensuring that it was a great start to the tournament for the Southern Stars. In Game 2, the Southern Stars took on South Africa, and it was South Africa batting first, making 9 for 188 off their 50 overs. Elise Perry did most of the damage with the ball, picking up 3 for 35 in an economical and destructive spell of bowling from her 10 overs. Australia finished with 7 for 190 in their run chase, and it was a great performance at the top of the order from Rachel Haynes, who made 83 and built some good partnerships with Stalaker and Captain Jodie Fields along the way before Elise Perry and Erin Osborne finished off the job with 14 not out and 20 not out respectively, ensuring that Australia would go 2 from 2 in the tournament. It was a big victory for the Australians in Game 3, but it didn't always look like it was going to be an easy one, with New Zealand making 6 for 227 in their first innings, with captain Susie Bates making 102. Susie Bates, of course, a member of the Western Fury team this summer in the WNCL and Women's 2020 competitions, certainly well accustomed to some of the players from the Southern Stars, and batted beautifully, as she has done on so many occasions for the White Ferns. The best of the bowlers for the girls from down under was Megan Schutt, who picked up 3 for 40, and the ever-reliable Julie Hunter from the Victorian Spirit picking up 1 for 17 off her 6 overs. In reply, it was the Victorian girls again doing the damage, with Australia making 3 for 228, and they had 11 overs to spare in their run chase. It was unbelievable stuff from Meg Lanning at the top of the order. She made 112 from just 104 deliveries. That's her fourth one-day international century for the Southern Stars. 17 boundaries and a six in there, and a great partnership with Jess Cameron, the current and reigning Belinda Clark medal winner, of course, claiming that award on Monday night via correspondence. She made 82. And it was an emphatic victory for the Commonwealth Bank Southern Stars, and they head into the Super Six phase full of confidence, hoping that this year will be the year for the Southern Stars.